This program is part of the Infinite Potato Alliance. For more shows like this, visit our website at infinitepotato.com.
Okay. Does everyone have something to write with? Something to write on?
Yes.
All right. Everybody ready?
More or less.
I suppose so.
Love that confidence.
Hey, honey, who's that dude who makes high clues? A game show rules that'll stump Doctor Who. The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find. With questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that captain, game show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants. Keeping them guessing in this three-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted like magic and handled till it's done. Flame broad like steak, discovered an A1 with the size of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
Big fat greetings and a hearty hello to everyone out there. Big fat greetings and a hearty hello to everyone out there. Welcome to Captain Game Show. Don't be fooled by this podcast I got. I'm just John I from the block. Let's meet tonight's guests. Neek.
Hi.
Tom.
Hi.
And Scott.
Hello.
Hello to the three of you, as well as everyone out there. This is Captain Game Show. It is the Trivia Wordplay podcast on the Infinite Potato Alliance podcast network. You may recognize two of my guests from previous appearances. You may recognize one of my guests from his appearances on that Star Trek podcast. That guest is Tom. As this is Tom's first time on Captain Game Show, he gets a point just for showing up.
Story of my life.
Tonight's episode will, as most of my episodes do, feature three rounds of trivia and or wordplay games and one round of an intermission improv game. For the most part, I will explain the rules to each game before players play. If I don't explain the rules, probably don't need any explanation. I'll let you know if the rounds will be assigned, meaning I'll ask particular questions to individual players, or they'll be buzz in, meaning I'll just say the question, and if you think you know it, say your name, and I'll call on you. Please wait until the question is completed before buzzing in, even if it's assigned. I scrambled furiously to have these questions written in time. I would like to hear the fruit of my efforts. let's see. I think that's it before we're ready to go. Does anyone have any questions before we start?
No, sir.
Fantabulous. Round one. I call this Double or Nothing.
Fight!
Double or Nothing is one of the cooperative games that we play on Captain Game Show, in which I assign my clue to two players instead of one. And each contestant must give me their half of the answer. Tonight, the answers will be slightly more consistent in theme than they usually are. Every answer this round will be a name followed by a descriptor in the form of blank the blank. For example, if I said, this rapper is known for songs like Big Ol' Freak and Savage, and to a lesser degree, known for twerking with She-Hulk on Disney Plus. If I assign that to Neek and Tom, Neek would say Megan. Tom would say The Stallion. For those of you who may not know, I typically assign the most difficult question I come up with as the example, or the one I think my contestants are least likely to get.
There it is.
You're welcome. If I call your name first, you must say your part first. In this case, the name. Everything before the word the. The second person will say the whatever. If you both know your parts, then you each get a point. If one of you does not know their part, nobody gets a point.
Oof, that's rough.
Oh, yeah. I'll apologize in advance.
If one of you is stuck and they don't know their part, then the third player can jump in, take the point, and save the day. We good?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
First question. Neek and Tom. Neek, you're first. This woman was the Empress of Russia from 1762 to 1796 and is the subject of a recent HBO miniseries starring Helen Mirren.
Catherine?
The Great?
Correct. Tom and Scott. If he were real, this animal would likely be brown instead of blue, and his fastest speed would top out around 4 miles per hour. Tom, you're first.
Sonic?
The Hedgehog.
Yeah. Scott and Neek. This 90s band reached its heights with songs like All I Want, Walk on the Ocean, and Something's Always Wrong.
This is kind of a stab, but Toad?
The what? Sprocket?
Correct.
Way to go.
Blind stab.
Let's mix it up. Tom and Neek. Tom, you're first. In his 1986 movie, this character was brought to life via animatronics. In the MCU, he's computer generated and voiced by Seth Green.
I am drawing a complete blank there.
Tom is first, right?
Tom is first. So if Tom doesn't know it, then Scott can steal.
Can you repeat it though?
Mm-hmm. In his 1986 movie, this character was brought to life via animatronics. In the MCU, he's computer generated and voiced by Seth Green.
Howard.
Mm-hmm.
The Duck.
Yeah. Neek, then Scott. Also called the Whitechapel Murderer and Leather Apron, this person killed at least 5 people in London in 1888.
Jack?
The Ripper?
Yeah. Scott, then Tom. This jazz saxophonist Bird first appeared on Sesame Street in 1985. This might be the toughest one.
Jazz saxophone Bird?
Yeah. This was the example initially, but then I was like, they're not going to get Megan Thee Stallion. Jazz saxophonist Bird. Yes.
Jazz saxophone Bird. All right. I'm thinking Sesame Street, I'm thinking Muppets, I'm thinking Birds, and only 2 come to mind, and neither one of them really fit.
Then you don't know it. 'Cause
I guess I don't. I don't even want to go with that second guess because it's going to be wrong.
Neek, do you know the bird's name?
I don't know it. I don't know what we're talking about.
I'd like to venture a guess on my part.
You can guess, but you won't get any credit.
The bird.
No.
It makes sense, though.
He is Hoots the Owl.
No, I never would have gotten that.
Nope.
I think he made it up.
Sure. Tom, then Neek. Second verse, same as the first.
Henry.
Gates?
I'm going to remind you of the format of all of these answers. Try again. Wait, what did you say?
Henry VIII?
Henry VIII, yes. Sorry. Let's say Henry Yates. I'm like, no.
Sorry, I'm talking with a lozenge in my mouth.
I thought you were waiting for her to say the eighth I am.
No, the eighth is fine. Okay. Neek and Scott. This children's stop motion icon is a general contractor specializing in masonry and construction projects.
Sorry, do I go first or second?
You go first.
And sorry, what's the question again?
This children's stop motion icon is a general contractor specializing in masonry and construction projects.
Bob?
The builder.
Yeah. And last one, Scott to Tom. Based on the book by Louise Fitzhugh, this tale of a little girl who writes down everything about everyone in her trusty notebook has been an animated series and a live-action film starring Michelle Trachtenberg.
Harriet.
The Great?
No.
The Spy.
Oh. Correct. Harriet the Spy.
That does make more sense.
Yeah. I've got a buzz-in bonus for each of you. There are three answers. When you know, buzz in and give me one answer. Give me the three animal characters that I named. Buzz in when you know one.
Scott. Hoots the Owl.
Yeah. Neek. I only have to give you one?
Just one.
Toad?
No.
Tom. Sonic the Hedgehog?
Sonic the Hedgehog. Neek, you want to try again?
What was wrong with Toad?
Toad was not an actual animal character. It's just the name of the band.
Oh, okay.
Scott.
Hang on.
Okay.
Neek, do you remember the last one?
No, I don't.
It was Howard the Duck. Round two.
Round two.
Really, though?
Really?
You just knew I was standing there waiting to swoop in. And said, nope,
you don't get to. Your point. I did. That was the pause. I was debating it, if that makes you feel better. Round two.
Round two.
The P is silent.
Fight.
Imagine, if you will, a supervillain. Not a mad scientist, per se, just an irked scientist. He decides to rid the world of all of those annoying silent letters, like the P in pterodactyl, and builds a machine to do just that. Unfortunately, the machine isn't super specific, so it also removes that letter from words being used to describe the word in question. I'll give you a clue to a word that contains a silent letter. You tell me the word. For example, if I were to say, "Tis animal is like a cross between a hippo and an elephant, and sadly is often hunted for its horn," you would say rhino. Since the H in rhino is silent, the H in the clue, every H in the clue is also silent. One of the rounds tougher for me probably than it is for you. Does anyone have any questions before we start?
Well, I think I'm good. The sample was good, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom.
John.
When you have a plan to achieve something in a shady way, especially if it has to do with pyramids.
Game.
Yeah. Scott.
Yes.
One of the basic subjects in shul, where you learn about everything from chemistry to amets to the L's in your body.
Science.
Yeah. Neek. This is what everyone in Aim of Thrones was trying to do, and what a kin does over his kingdom.
Say it again.
This is what everyone in Aim of Thrones was trying to do, and what a kin does over his kingdom.
Scott to steal.
Nate, do you got it? You got anything?
No, I know the letter, but I don't know the word.
Scott.
Rain.
Rain is correct. Tom, back to you. Someone who follows a prophet, specifically one of the 12 who followed Jesus Christ.
Can you say that again?
Mm-hmm. Someone who follows a prophet, specifically one of the 12 who followed Jesus Christ.
Scott, to steal.
Yeah, like Neek, I know the letter and I've just drawn a blank on the word.
Scott.
Apostle.
Yeah. I feel if Brandon were on the show, he would argue with me. You say the T. No, you don't. Yes, you do. I do. Well, you're weird. That's how that conversation always goes. Scott.
Yes.
This ord for when someone feels wounded and ants revenge, almost always paired with grapes, God, or con.
Wrath.
Yeah. Wrath pairs well with grapes. Neek. In the 80s, this could signify something really cool or really gross, but historically the word means mannered.
Gnarly.
Yeah.
Nice.
Tom. The pain you miggot feel in your eed if you've had too many sots, or in your arm if someone it's you.
Scott Steele.
The gasp of Eureka.
Starly horse? No, that wouldn't be it.
No.
No.
I know it, but Scott's already, he chimed in first.
Neek.
Ache.
Yes. Oh.
That was just blatant. Okay.
What are you talking about? You're right. I didn't say the part where just because you buzz in doesn't mean I'm going to give it to you. You're right. I didn't say it this time. It applies to every show.
Nice.
If someone gets it wrong, I may or may not give you the chance to buzz in to steal. Always at my discretion. Does that feel better?
That's pretty mean, though. That's mean to Scott.
It's not. Scott. So here's why it's not mean.
Okay.
Let me explain why you shouldn't be offended by the thing that just offended you.
Yeah. Well, no. You're free to be offended. That's completely up to you. But I'm telling you, like, it's not mean to Scott. Well, I guess it's why it's not mean to Scott. It's mean, but it's mean universally.
In this particular instance, it's mean to Scott.
Yeah, that's fine. If you were in Scott's position, I would be mean to you.
I'm only viewing it as mean because we're coupling it up with the deliberating whether or not I get to jump in with the Howard the Duck and deciding, nah.
I'll let you have a bonus. I'll let you have a steal. It's always at my discretion. Scott, this is yours.
Yes.
When you're measuring from the round to the top of someone's not in, the digits you it is this.
Height.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Took some finagling to get that many G's in there. Neek. This plural none can refer to a grup, humans, sapiens in general. This might take a minute. Do you want me to repeat?
It's a word that refers to humans.
Mm-hmm. A grup of humans. Sapiens in general.
Time to steal.
I can get this.
5 seconds, Nate.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
Tom.
People.
Good job.
I didn't mean to pressure. I just wanted to jump in before Scott this time.
Tom, last one goes to you. Is that right? Oh, that's not right. I've got 10. All right. Let's make this last one. Actually, no, it's fine. Tom, this last one goes to you. I was so excited. I was in the zone, apparently. Many states no longer have judges or juries sentencing people to ale for having Ghana, also called this.
Marijuana?
Yeah. All right. We are doing just great. Everybody doing just great.
Tripped me up with Ghana. That was a good one.
Yeah. I almost made it a buzz in. I was like, eh, it's not quite tough enough to be a buzz in. Okay. Rounds one, round two are done and through. Round three, you'll see, has yet to be. In the midst, you'll find the central line, intermission improv. Didn't even write it down. Just straight off the dome. I call this game Wordplay Relay.
Test your might.
Wordplay Relay, I will give you guys a category. And when I call on you, you just name a thing in that category. The one teeny little hook that makes this challenging is that your answer must begin with whatever the previous answer ended with, letter-wise. So if I say cartoon characters, Neek says Scooby-Doo, Tom says Orbots, Scott says Sailor Moon, Neek says Nick Fury, technically. He's in cartoons. Anyway, yeah, so your answer must begin with whatever the previous answer ended with. I'll put some time on the clock. Your category, things that fly. That also could include, you know, people or characters. And obviously, you know, anything or anyone can fly if you propel them hard enough. But things that you would expect to see. You would expect to see flying. It wouldn't be surprising if this thing were flying overhead. Okay. Scott, we're going to start with you. You may begin.
Bats.
Single bat?
Yes, in fact. You can see a single bat fly.
I was confirming. I don't know if you were a T or an S. Neek, T. Neek.
Yeah, I know it's me.
Tom, T.
Wow, it just blanks right there. A turn.
Okay, got it. Scott, N.
Sorry, explain turn.
T-E-R-N is a bird.
Oh, okay.
Scott, N.
Nightingale.
Neek, E.
Eagle.
Mm-hmm. Tom, E. Don't say emu.
Oh, great. Now that's all I could picture.
Scott, E.
Thank you.
It's all I can picture now, too. Emu's fine. Oh, wow. Why is this so difficult? Elder, box. Box elder. Elder.
What? What is that?
What?
No. A box elder is a bug, and I did it last name first. Elder, box. Box elder. Elder.
No. Neek, E.
Egret?
Nice. Tom, mm-hmm. T.
Tornado. It's a stretch.
I'll take it. Scott. Oh. You seem to have fully grasped the concept of the letter. Do you have a word?
Osprey.
Okay. Neek, you have a Y. Don't have to be birds. They could be all sorts of things. Tom, why?
Why indeed?
Indeed.
Yellow ray of sunshine.
Come on.
Half point. Scott, why?
Oh, I was prepping for an E.
You got an E?
Only emu.
Well, that was a trip we could have saved, isn't it? You weren't prepping at all. Neek, do you have a Y or an E?
You.
Wow. That's unnecessary. What the hell?
It was her turn to be mean. The meanness just goes round and around.
Yeah, now you know what it's like.
I was being nice, even throwing it to you. You didn't have time. It wasn't on you.
All I could come up with was yarn. I'm like, that doesn't fly.
You could have just said, no, John, I don't have anything. All right. You know what? I feel a lot less bad about this last round then.
Oh no.
Round three.
Final round.
Sorry. Round three.
Final round.
Alpha, that? Beta.
Fight.
This is one of the rare games where players will get no explanations and no examples before we start. I will only say that this game will be assigned and that most of the answers consist of two words. If your answer is only one word, I will let you know when I give you the clue. Now, those of you who've played this game before or have heard this game on the podcast may think you understand this game. And for the most part, you're right. But I will say that one of the reasons that I never explain this game is because I like to leave myself room to do some things you might not expect. That being said, once again, the name of this game is Alpha Beta.
Fight!
Scott, we're going to start with you.
All right.
Your answer is one word. Don't overthink this. This striped animal can be found on the savannas and grasslands of East and Southern Africa.
Zebra.
Yeah. Neek. Your answer is two words. Sir Patrick Stewart played the old version, but James McAvoy played this character.
Xavier?
Your answer is two words. Sir Patrick Stewart played the old version, but James McAvoy played this character.
I only know him as Professor X, and that doesn't fit the thing.
You should have saved your fuck you, because you're going to want it now. Anyone to steal?
Scott.
Scott.
Charles Xavier?
No. Sir Patrick Stewart played the old version. But James McAvoy played this character.
Oh, it's... I can't re-steal, can I?
Nobody else has anything. Neek or Tom? Scott.
Young Xavier.
Correct.
Oh, my goodness.
Tom, your answer is one word. The human sidekick to the claymation canine, Gromit.
Wallace.
Yeah. Scott.
Yes.
One word. While there are many unverified accounts of men that inspired this holiday, it's more likely due to the writings of Chaucer than anything else.
You said one word?
One word.
Valentine's.
Yeah. Neek. One word. This 90s MTV series featured popular artists performing acoustic versions of their hit songs.
I'm sorry, say again?
This 90s MTV series featured popular artists performing acoustic versions of their hit songs.
Unplugged.
Yeah. That was the last one word answer. The rest of these will not be one word. Tom. Mm-hmm. James Gandolfini played this patriarch of both his actual family and his crime family in this HBO series.
The Sopranos?
Looking for the character's name.
Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
Both fit.
Both fit. Scott.
Yes.
An open pit mine from which minerals, gravel, or building materials are extracted.
Rock quarry.
Correct. Neek. Someone accused of a crime may be tried in real court, but also in this court, aka the hearts and minds of regular people.
Public opinion?
Yes. Tom. This upscale clothing company was founded in Dallas, Texas, and is named after the two families that founded it.
Neiman Marcus?
Yeah. Scott. Did I startle you?
A little bit.
Scott. This character has appeared in every game in the Mortal Kombat franchise, evolving from a humble Shaolin monk to the god of fire and keeper of time.
Liu Kang.
Yeah.
Jesus. I don't know Mortal Kombat.
You have a pretty good chance at this one. Neek. Although a common misconception, Captain Game Show is only the name of his podcast and not a pseudonym for the host.
John Irons.
Incorrect. It's actually Julius Irving. Tom, how weird would it be if Julius Irving, like, just if, like, I just didn't show up, but like the next episode came out and like Julius Irving just guest hosted? Tom, the author of The Time Machine, War of the Worlds, and The Island of Dr. Moreau.
H.G. Wells.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Scott.
Yes.
Mila Jovovich stars opposite Bruce Willis in the titular role of this 1997 sci-fi classic.
Fifth Element.
Yeah. Spoilers. It was heard all the time. Neek. One of the Guinness World Records that this magician holds is largest illusion ever staged for when he made the Statue of Liberty disappear. I kind of want to make that the post-credit scene, but I don't know how that would work on a podcast.
Say again?
Mm-hmm. One of the Guinness World Records that this magician holds is largest illusion ever staged for when he made the Statue of Liberty disappear.
David Copperfield.
Yeah. Tom, last question goes to you. Like HelloFresh, This meal kit delivery service provides ingredients and recipes to trick you into making dinner for yourself.
Oh, geez. I just want to say Blue Angel, but something's telling me that's wrong.
Blue Angel is not quite correct. Open to steal.
Neek to steal.
Neek.
I'm not aware if there's a company called this, but I'm going to guess Bon Appetit.
No, that's a good name.
That would be.
Scott, it took me a minute, but I remember.
Let me give you a point. Scott.
Blue Apron.
Blue Apron. Oh. All right. Give me 1 second to total. Okay. So I subtract 1 point for Neek's contribution to the swear jar. Final scores.
Was it worth it?
Sure.
You didn't really lose a point. Final scores. Neek, 17 points. Tom, 16 points. Scott, 21 points.
Ooh. Well done.
Doing a little dance, Scott. But not an actual dance because my chair is too squeaky. Doing a little dance. All right.
Appreciate that. See, it all worked out. I know what I'm doing. I was about to say Mr. Madison. I guess I can't. This is the first time I can't actually say that. As is your prize, Scott. You are the first to pitch, plug, and promote whatever you may like on my podcast. Oh. Please proceed.
All right. Well, you can hear me as the host of that Star Trek podcast and frequent panelist on Moon Show.
Moon Show.
Exactly. Cosmic Potato and a few others. Outside of podcasting, you can visit my website, www.planetrisecreative.com, and see some of the graphic artwork that I do for fun and profit.
Neek.
I'm a regular panelist on that Star Trek podcast. I'm the host of Moon Show. For All Mankind podcast. And I write comic recaps of Star Trek episodes at my blog, superanemic.com.
And last, but certainly not least, but certainly last on the show, but certainly first in my heart.
Aww.
Past other people. After other people. You were third, Tom, honestly, but they both pissed me off. You congratulations. I'm probably going to cut most of that out. Tom.
I am a frequent panelist on that Star Trek podcast, occasionally on Moon Show. Thank you. And as of about 2 hours ago, the host of What's Your Headcanon, which, based on a recording times, who knows when it'll be released.
Yeah, time has no meaning.
Lunchtime, doubly so.
As for me, you can find other episodes of Captain Game Show wherever you found this episode of Captain Game Show. Please send it to friends. Subscribe to it, like it on social media, share it as needed. Find me on Facebook and technically what once was Twitter and what is currently Instagram. Captain Game Show does have a presence in those places, although I rarely actually post because I'm selectively lazy. And that's one of those places where I don't spend as much of my time and energy as I should. But you know why? Because it all goes into the show. Did you hear those in-depth questions that I asked? That's research that I did. I had to Google shit. I looked stuff up, man. Louise Fitzhugh? I didn't know that. I didn't know her name was Louise Fitzhugh. I didn't know that Jack the Ripper was the Whitechapel murderer in leather apron. Who knows that?
Never heard of those before.
Nobody knows that stuff.
But now you know.
Now I know. Now I know that David Copperfield is the most ticket-sellingest performer in history. That's one of his Guinness World Records. More tickets than Elvis, more tickets than Michael Jackson. He has sold more tickets to his performances than anyone else. You're welcome, America. And Canada. You're welcome, English-speaking countries. You know what? I'm sorry. You're welcome, English-speaking people. You can live where you want to live. I'm just saying, if you don't speak English, Captain Game Show isn't going to do much for you. Honestly, between you and me, it's not doing much for anybody. But you speak English, at least, you know, you can hear Nick say, "F you." And that's got to be worth something. But I digress. Julius Erving out. Catch you next time on Captain Game Show.
After credit bonus scene.
I have a sneeze that's just lingering on the outskirts of my nostril. It's been taunting me for about 5 minutes now. It's not progressing, but it's not retreating. It's just in a annoying holding position. I'll keep you updated as things progress or don't.
After credit bonus scene.
Like it on social media, share it as needed. I don't know. I got distracted by something shiny and I just totally lost my way. I feel like there's more stuff that I always say. Surely there's more than that.
Scream it from the mountains.
I mean, you're not going to get a very good signal in the mountains.
Take you to the streets?
Wait, what did you say?
Take you to the streets?
Oh, take it to the streets. Yeah. That makes more sense than what I thought you said. I was like, no, man, you would totally get arrested.
After credit bonus scene.
I had 12 of the Double or Nothings. I only did 9 of them because I was trying to keep it short, but I actually kept it a little too short. I could have done those last 3.
You can do them now and you can edit them in.
So I come up with what the answers are first and then I write the questions. So I didn't actually write the question.
So no after credit bonus scene?
Oh, there's always an after credit bonus scene. See, this is probably it, honestly.
Outstanding.